on the Watson article that we put together, dealing with 2012 not being the end of the world, and then I will play that on the show in the next few days. We're also going to premiere, probably tonight, if not on the radio tomorrow, the video and audio of my confrontation down at the Federal Building last week. We just had so much on our plate. I'm going to try to hire more video editors, more researchers, and we got to train them, because I'm just trying to throw everything at the globalists right now, because everything we do is hitting the zeitgeist, but we just need to absolutely maximize as much damage to the globalists as we can. And that's by waking people up. Andrew in Oregon, thanks for putting up with me. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hey, buddy, you got your music turned up in the background. You're listening on the Internet, you must be. We'll put him on hold or get rid of him. I'm sorry. Hollywood and propaganda. Josh in Indiana. That's like saying a bear does bad things in the woods with its little... Go ahead.
Hey, brother. How you doing? I had a quick news item from 1919 that I want to run by you and get your analysis if I could.
That sounds pretty evil. Go ahead.
Headline, Plan to Fight Reds with Motion Pictures, December 17th, 1919. Nationwide campaign to combat the spread of Bolshevism and ultra-radical tendencies was initiated after meetings between administration officials, members of Congress, and motion picture executives. They passed a resolution that the American motion picture industry do all that is within its power to upbuild and strengthen the spirit of Americanism within our people. The prime mover in the new campaign is Secretary of the Interior, Franklin K. Lane, who expressed to the movie moguls his views about the seriousness of present social situation in this country.
No, that's right. Again, the mega banks, and this is on record, funded Lenin in 1917-1918 takeover, then used that threat to take over the media in the name of countering the threat. You understand how that works? Just like Emperor Palpatine, as a senator, attacks his own planet to get more power to become chancellor. Then he attacks the capital planet to become emperor to meet the threat he's engineered. Again, a children's movie explaining how this really works. Yes.
Absolutely, sir. Bread and circus. Bread and circus.
Oh, I mean, Hollywood has been government-run since it started. And that is when it was started. It was in 1919. You've actually done your homework, my friend. What is that out of, the New York Times?
You know what? I got this out of a book. My mom used to make books at a bindery, and it's called Chronicle of the 20th Century. And it was the best book in 1987, and it's just a chronological order of just major news headlines. And if you're awake and you got eyes to see, man, it just you connect the dots all the way up to 87. And it's really something. I mean, it's got Rothschild in here, Rockefeller, all his dirty deeds. Like, the next page over says, Rockefeller beats own record for giving. This was the same day.
Oh, no, listen. I'm going to tell you this. I appreciate your call. We were over at my grandmother's house Saturday. Went to see her. And the kids are over there, and we brought her Chinese food. And we're sitting there, and a knock on the door. And it's the Nature Conservancy, total CIA Rockefeller created. I tell the woman that, close the door. My wife opens National Geographic. It's the Human Genome Global Track that's really to get the racial line so they can use bioweapons to take out certain races because they're worried because everybody's interbred. That's a globalist Rockefeller-funded thing. And then we open another magazine. It's a Rockefeller-funded deal. They created over 50 organizations to set up world government. They set up the UN, and they're just Rothschild fronts. Great point. I mean, it's just they're everywhere. They're attacking us. They've created all this. I want to hear from Gary in New York. CNBC report on Obama. What'd they say? That he's our Lord and Savior? We're almost out of time.
The humane way, in a way that doesn't destroy the environment, public health.
I think Gary's playing a clip off the news. We're out of time. I'm obnoxious with these calls. I get so wound up, folks. I just get up here and it's free flow of information. I'm out of time. If those callers call back tomorrow, I'll try to get to them. I've just got to break my... I'm totally neurotic. I just cannot get to a bunch of calls. Because I do get to a caller, then if you do get to me, get ready for an hour of just verbal fire hosing. Because it's like flipping a switch. I'm going to try to regroup, refocus. I got a bunch of reports to shoot. Big stuff tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv. 10 memberships for the price of one for a limited time. PrisonPlanet.tv. Your Christmas shopping is over, and you can still get the Pro Pure by Christmas. Promo code WATER15 to get 15% off InfoWarsShop.com.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
It is Monday, ladies and gentlemen. December 10th, 2012, just 10 days out from the end of the world. So says the establishment media, so says globalist propaganda since the 1960s, from France to Japan, from the French Alps to Texas. People are stocking up on food and water and preparing the end of the world. And they give you different reasons for it. They say Planet X, Nibiru is going to slam into us, or there's going to be a meteor shower, or a comet's going to hit us, or we're going to enter the galactic nebula, not true. Or that the galaxy's going to flip, or there's going to be a pole shift, or the sun's going to blow up. And none of them even debate with each other. They just all agree, and I'm getting criticized mightily, I've noticed. And I will be more criticized when the Earth does not blow up or we don't die in 10.5 days from now, depending on which time zone. It's 10 days out. In fact, can we put the big clock up, the doomsday clock, back on screen for people that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 10 days, 11 hours, 50 minutes, 22 seconds until the end of the world. Can Superman and the Super Friends save the Earth? And this time, and that's Greenwich Mean Time, by the way, because everybody knows the world will end there with the British timekeepers in Greenwich. So Watson, and I've been writing an article over the last few weeks. It will be out. It will be done. Watson's proofreading it and stuff by the third hour, and I will read the article on air. Or the producers and folks running the cameras and systems in there, they can throw darts at me. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I am Alex Jones, your host. It is Monday, and I do want to open the phones up. I always say that and go to calls the last segment of the hour. If you want to talk about the fiscal cliff and give me your take on it, if you want to get into our government publicly now, the New York Times yesterday admitted our government's mainly using Al-Qaeda as the liberators of Syria. You heard it. Our government, our military, along with NATO and others, helping Al-Qaeda overthrow a country that attacked no one in a 22-month invasion. Now they're talking about no-fly zone peaceful bombing operations because Obama's a Peace Prize winner, so when he drops bombs, it's peaceful. It's trendy, too. Very, very trendy. All of that's heating up with calls before the UN, you know, saying that they've got chemical weapons, so we've got to attack them. And the Assad regime came out and said, listen, we're not going to use it. The Al-Qaeda jihadis have been shot on videotape, and they have, killing animals with the nerve gas they're saying they're going to use on us. And that's how it'll work. Al-Qaeda will launch chemical attacks. It'll be blamed on Syria, and they'll be leveled. Why would they launch a chemical attack and then give the West an excuse to attack? Yeah, there's the New York Times right there. Syrian rebels tied to Al-Qaeda play key role in war. We've been telling you that for over a year. Now it's in the New York Times. So it must be true. You know, we told you a decade ago plus that they're putting cameras and microphones in the computers and in the Scientific Atlantic cable boxes and other things. And I showed you the patents on air, and I was the crazy man. Now it's Associated Press, Reuters, you name it. That Google, Verizon, they're all doing. I told you 16 years ago that they're listening to your phones, even when your phones are off with keywords. It's now admitted. I told you the government runs Al-Qaeda against the Russians, against the Serbs, against the American people so they can take our liberty, against the Iranians, against the Libyans, against the Syrians. Al-Qaeda works for the globalists who run our country. And now that's all mainstream news. Do I get an apology for that? I told you 4 years ago in 2008 that they would hold us hostage over and over again with fiscal cliffs, with the Secretary of the Treasury threatening Congress. You can pull these clips up. We've played them many times. In fact, that should be right there. And we had different congressmen on who first broke. They were told in closed session, martial law. Just type in Congress threatened with martial law over banker bailout. 2008, October 3rd, 2008. Just type that in. I'm going to show people the news headline where they can find the YouTube video of the different congressmen on this show. And then no one believed it for a week, and then it became mainstream news. See, that's why the establishment puts out a meme that we're not accurate or that, you know, we're wrong about this and that because we're so accurate. I mean, it's not like it's hard to be accurate. We've watched this same group of mega banks do this in country after country. We know how they do it. I mean, the TSA in 2002, I was watching C-SPAN with the head of Homeland Security, Governor Ridge, who later wrote a book admitting they would put out fake terror alerts as a pretext to take liberties. We told you that, too. I mean, it's just common. It's like saying, I told you the sky was blue at high noon. I mean, it is blue. People are like, oh, my gosh. They're either like, how did you know this? Or, oh, you were never right about anything. That's the meme that's put out. We told you that the TSA would be on the highways and the train stations and the bus stations because they said that was their plan. They said you'll have to get an authorization from them to own a gun, to travel, to get on a plane, or leave the country. That's all now being announced. That's exactly what every authoritarian system, from ancient Rome to Pol Pot's Cambodia to Stalin's Russia to Hitler's Germany to Cuba's Fidel Castro. I mean, this is standard. This is standard. Black uniforms, surveillance, citizen spies, intimidation of people for their speech. I mean, we're following an exact script. It's not rocket science. And we're going down this road, and they've done this four times the last 4 years in Europe. They've done it several times here. Oh, if we don't give, you know, tens of billions of dollars to General Motors, it'll go bankrupt. And then they pay to move them to China, Eastern Europe, and Brazil. Oh, if you don't give us $874 billion, we'll go bankrupt. It was actually just an open window signing us on to the $644 trillion of domestic derivatives fraud created by the six megabanks. Now, there's Representative Burgess, Congress under martial law to pass banker bailout, the Daily Newscaster. Now, that's another congressman. I want to find our interviews with the congressman. If you just type in, you guys found one of them. If you type in, Congress was threatened with martial law, that'll just pull it up. Because they also have a term they call martial law when the committee chairs take control. But that was a separate issue, but that was the right story. The point is, people forget about all this. They were threatened with blood in the street, tanks in the streets, total collapse, 10,000-point stock market drop if they didn't give them a blank check. Europe's gone through this four times now. And now they're saying, give us $1.6 trillion in tax increases, $1.2 trillion in total wipeout of all deductions, and the 3.8 surcharge on basically all investments, stock market investments, everything based on that. And a bunch of other taxes, and the Republicans are like, no, only $990 billion increase and $400 to $600 billion in wiping out almost all, but not all, but most of the tax exemptions, on and on and on. And, yeah, we'll go on with everything else you want, and we'll even give the president the power to automatically increase the debt limit. I mean, that's martial law over the power of the purse. Let me tell you, if a president can just raise the debt limit whenever he wants, he can destroy you. Democratic Congress and representatives were threatened with martial law in America over bailout. Steve Watson, October 3rd, 2008. Steve Watson. See, I even told you the date, didn't I, folks? And you scroll down in Steve Watson's InfoWars.com article because it will have the YouTube video. You see there? That's what I was looking for. Fear-mongering exposed by Congressman Sherman on C-SPAN. Guys, go ahead and grab that video again. It's only 45 juicy seconds, and we will play that here for people. See, I told you, October 3rd, 2008, and I'm not smart. I'm average. See, I don't know, do you remember Super Bowl II when everything froze and such threw from the 27-yard line directly in, and with his frozen, bleeding hands, the wide receiver, blah, blah, caught it. And there was such a celebration. And then Jimmy the Greek said, see, you can do that too. I've just decided to actually take those skills. I hear men all day, yeah, I follow this team. Yeah, they've got a new pitcher. Yeah, he grew up in this town, and, you know, his favorite team was this. And, he pitched this his first year as a freshman, and they're telling you this like they're impressing you because guys do this to show off to each other. And I'll be going, you know, you ought to put that to work in business. Of course, you probably don't actually like being successful, do you? Actually taking care of your family. You just want to sit there and then try to impress me with your sports statistics. I mean, these full-grown men talk about fantasy football all day. Anywhere I go, even if they're listeners, they'll start asking me about football and stuff. And I go, hey, listen, did you know that thousands of foods have several thousand times, I have a report out on today, of what they admit causes massive brain damage of sodium fluoride in them? Powdered eggs, additives in bread. The toothpaste out there, there's one Colgate with 5,000 times, I'm going to go over this, a 1.3 part per million that'll give you on average a 10-point IQ reduction, reduce about 15 to 20 years off your life, and massively dumb you down. By the way, that's a Harvard study. I'm going to be getting back to that in a moment. See, they know that they're killing us. So, and I understand you are in a fog. And you were taught since the time you were a child that it's manly to know sports statistics. Listen, if everything was okay, sports might be okay to be obsessed with, but then you just get taken over by corruption again. You better learn about this, because with the fiscal cliff, they're going to put in taxes to shut the... They know, people are like, this will shut the country down. Businesses are closing everywhere. That's the plan. Oh my gosh, the country will go even more bankrupt. It'll make less tax receipts come in. That's the plan. That's the plan. They're putting the ship on the rocks so they can then wreck it, so they can then loot it. You know what wreckers are? They're called salvagers. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1713.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1756.03, 878.02 for a half ounce, or 439.01 for a quarter ounce. That's 1756.03, 878.02, and 439.01.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Oh, okay. I'm high on life, ladies and gentlemen, and there's a lot of adversity out there, but I do have what I'd call gallows humor sometimes. I have a little bit of fun. Excuse me. Look, we are in a lot of trouble here with this stage fiscal cliff, and if we could just get the public to not know who all the sitcom stars are and not know who all the football players were and actually know how government worked, people would wake up to how the scam is operating and realize we are being delivered into an authoritarian, anti-liberty system where the power structure, the mega banks, can choose the winners and the losers, and where things are actuaried out to phase out private wealth that is not in the hands of globalists as a tool of total control. We are going into a scientific dictatorship. That's why you have all the secret and then declassified chemical, biological, radiological testing on the American people. That's why you have the medical tyranny model of forced inoculations they're trying to force in worldwide. That's why you see healthcare now codified and controlled by federal law, saying what healthcare you will get. It's happening. The states all over are saying, we're going to inject your kids without consent at the school and not tell you. We're going to take your 10-year-old for an abortion. Never mind your kids are going into puberty at age 8 when they should be going into it at 14. Never mind why that's happening. Let's just move forward. We're under attack. You're under attack. And you can have the mental strength to understand that, yeah, what I talk about is scary, but I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to get you moving. If your house was burning and I came and banged on the door, or your neighbor did, and said, get up, Bob, your house is burning, you wouldn't come to the door coughing and say, don't fearmonger, Bill. I'm not Bob. Your house is on fire. Why are you in there laying in the bed while your house is about to collapse? Well, I'm just thinking positively, and I'm not going to be negative. Positive is assessing the real situation and making a preparation for it. And we are going to hell in a handbasket. The reason the public's so decadent and so dumb down in the West, the reason we're living less, the reason we're so unhealthy, the reason we lead the world in the West now in diabetes, cancer, and other diseases, every one of them, is because we're being murdered. They kill us with soft kill to extract the money out of us while we slowly die. In the third world, they just inject them with live polio and HIV and get caught. And no one gets in trouble for it. So this is the type of garbage that we're dealing with. And when I get up here and I tell you in 2008, this is the model, here's the IMF, here's the World Bank bragging in their own documents that were released in 2002, how they were next going to implode Europe and the U.S. That's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. When Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank as their chief economist, Nobel Prize winner, he says he didn't release the documents. Okay. But the BBC got 2,000 plus pages of them. And we were able to release them first with Greg Palast here on this broadcast. BBC only let him put out some of it. He put out even more here. And we said within 10 years they will implode Europe and the U.S. the same way they do the third world. And there is a 112-point plan how they do it. You might want to go read the 112-point IMF plan. I mean, just it's the future of the world. I mean, you might want to know that for business. Let's say you're some greedy, self-serving New World Order person who's mid-level. You might actually want to know what's really going on and get outside the compartmentalization. That's where real power comes from. It's all there. They operate like you don't have an IQ, and so it's all public. Let's go to break with this clip of Congressman Sherman, who first said this on my show a day before, and then people didn't believe it, so he went out on TV and said it on C-SPAN about martial law, and that's what's happening right now. That's why the Republicans are getting in line, because the banks run this country. They're paid for at the top by the same people Obama is. Here it is.
The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week. We've got 2 weeks all to right. write a good bill.
That's good.
The only way to...
And by the way, I had other congressmen on breaking this at the time, and people thought I had fake congressmen on. Okay? Just like when I told you the NSA spying on you without warrants, oh, that can't be true, and I had whistleblowers on over a decade ago. Now it's all admitted. Folks, this is real. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here back live, my friends. By the way, last week, and I've got Kurt reposting it at InfoWars.com, he wrote an article about Jamie Foxx and the new movie coming out where he basically goes around killing white people because they're all racist and bad. And this is all part of the divide and conquer dehumanization, but it's also part of the double set of standards. That's what I said about Machete when I got the script from concerned people on the production crew, and part of it was cut, but it was still a call for race war. It's amazing. And if you go to drudgereport.com, they've got the video linked. We're also getting it up at InfoWars.com. Jamie Foxx jokes about killing all the white people in his new movie. He says, "I kill all the white people in the movie. How great is that?" to thunderous applause from the video transcript of Saturday Night Live. We're going to play that coming up. And, of course, he said last week that Obama is our Lord and Savior and that we should pray to him. And this is all done to generate publicity, and it's allowed by the power structure to create division. In fact, the senator from West Virginia, I had this in the stack yesterday. Will you guys dig that out? I never got to it. Talked about these MTV shows where they go find the poorest, most degenerate, pathetic, drugged out Appalachian folks and then put it out there. But they would never do this with people in the Hispanic or black community. And again, it's meant to sell that image that whites are absolute trash and garbage. And it's culture war. On the other end, MTV, and I've talked to multiple high-level people that were inside MTV in the mid-90s, they said, we're going to push this gangster rap. And we're going to push stuff like Marilyn Manson to destroy the white kids. We're going to push this gangster rap to just absolutely destroy the black kids. I've talked to multiple sources. This is Joe Manchin. Objects to MTV's Buck Wild reality show. And it goes on to say, as a U.S. senator, I am repulsed at the business venture where some Americans are making money off the poor decisions of the youth, Manchin wrote. I cannot imagine that anyone who loves this country would feel proud profiting off of Buck Wild. Instead of showcasing the beauty of our people in our state, you preyed on young people, coaxed them into displaying shameful behavior. Oh, folks, I've been around these reality shows. I've talked to countless people that were involved in them. And they try to get you to do bad things. They try to get you to do bad things. And now you are profiting from it. That is just wrong. And that's why I'm not stupid enough to, I've no exaggeration, turned down 10 offers 5 or 6 times with contracts on the table for massive amounts of money. And I've said no. They're like, you really don't want to, your big show, you'll be a, but I'm like, no, I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do. Like, well, we are going to have access to your family, and you are going to have some drama. Isn't happening. There's no drama. I work. I work about 15, 16 hours a day. I read to my kids and play with, you know, toys on the wood floor. I walk around on my property. There was some excitement yesterday. The Labrador ran into a raccoon, and there was a fight ensued, and the lab killed it. I actually have video of it. It was a pretty powerful video. And I'm debating whether I should air it. But you watch. If National Geographic aired it, would be, oh, great. Or all these other shows. But if I did, it would be terrible to show it. Absolutely. Plus, I had to get out in the swamp. There's a swamp near my house. I had to wade across it up to my neck, holding the phone up. Then got there. The phone was full. I got to dump everything off my phone, guys, remind me. And then I had to erase some stuff so I could take the aftermath of it. But it was still, anyway, side issue. Instead of showcasing the beauty of our people and our state, you preyed on young people, coaxed them into displaying shameful behavior, and now you are profiting from it. That is just wrong. Yeah, it's like honey, boo-boo, and all this stuff. And that is what America's been turned into. But, you know, I could go do a reality show in East Austin and go in and show people things that are just ungodly. Instead, I try to help those people. I could go show poor black people. And but, oh, no, that wouldn't be politically correct. See, plus, they've already got them where they want them on average, ruined, wrecked, destroyed. They don't want that to be known about, what government creates. They want to show you instead what government has created with the archetypal Appalachian hillbilly. And it is so unbelievably sad. And this is the new, you know, these are the top shows now. And it's a feedback loop. And the globalists, Sumner Redstone and others, are celebrating what they've done. So there is that report. Speaking of that, do we have the video yet of we're capturing it? Okay, we're gonna play that video coming up. I want to give the number out and take some of your calls ahead of Jesse Ventura popping in. Then we'll continue with calls and a ton of news. Toll free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. First time callers yet again. By the way, I made the point yesterday. I said, how long until Bob Costas, who blames guns for people's violent actions in the NFL, how long until Bob Costas blames cars and everyone else for NFL players up in Dallas Cowboys, Calvin Hicks driving, now charged with manslaughter with a vehicle, and one of the starting linemen. I was really cool. I'd say, you know, nose guard. I'd know all the facts about it. I'd be really manly, but I'm not. Jerry Brown got killed when the vehicle rolled over when they were driving around from a private club. Now they're going to go, indict and charge. They're over there right now, the private club they were in, as if they didn't get liquored up and go over there. Now they want breathalyzers in the clubs. It's a total surveillance grid. Even though distracted driving, they estimate, that even the government does, five times the deaths. Most of their answer is arrest you if you're eating a hot dog while you're driving. So see, oh, we got to have cameras in the car surveilling you. Oh, but we just so happened to come up with these AI computers to do it. Told you that over a decade ago because Toyota said they were going to do that in the future. And now France is passing a law where all cars have breathalyzers hooked into a cell phone reporting back to the police. So guess what happened? They've been calling for a long time for all cars to have breathalyzers and a little surveillance suite you pay for. OnStar, basically mandatory where you're being surveilled. Cowboys mold device to immobilize players' cars. Calvin Hill asked himself the question repeatedly in his role as a consultant for the Dallas Cowboys with the responsibility of administering off-the-field support programs. And it wasn't Calvin Hill. That's one of the other names. I don't even know all the names. Excuse me. I had a big step. That's not the guy charged. That was one of the guy running the programs. That was a mistake. He is searching for the answers in the wake of the single-car alcohol-related crash early Saturday that killed practice squad linebacker Jerry Brown and left defensive tackle Josh Brent. Josh Brent's the one that's getting charged, facing intoxication manslaughter charges. Obviously, we do whatever we can, Hill said soberly before Sunday's game at Paul Brown Stadium, alluding to the team's educational programs. But now they're calling for having the NFL team association push to have breathalyzers in all the vehicles. And, of course, Matt is involved in the whole program. So that's what's going on here. And it's just incredible that you've got Josh Brent now being charged with intoxication manslaughter and Jerry Brown dead and Calvin Hill, who's been a consultant trying to stop all this drunk driving and all this stuff, is asking himself, when is this going to end? You know, what more can we do? And then now they're talking about MAD having them basically oversee things, having breathalyzers put in the cars. And that's USA Today, Cowboys mold device to immobilize players' cars. So guilty until proven innocent, making you blow into things before you can drive. Everyone guilty until proven innocent. This is the type of system they're pushing. And that's exactly the thing that Bob Costas is calling for. You know, you can't trust men. Remember his quote? Remember his quote on the O'Reilly factory? He said, you can't trust men 20 to 30. I stand by that to own guns. You just can't trust them. You can't trust these guys to drive cars without breathalyzers on them. As society degenerates because of the dumbing down, the fluoride in the water, the poisoning, the chemicals, the GMO, the system's going to say, well, all of you basically have to live in a prison now and be under 24-hour surveillance that the government's going to run when it's run by the foreign banks that are carrying out this eugenics. And next, let me show you this, then I'm going to your phone calls. It's a story from last week. Steve Watson, Infowars.com. Verizon follows Google in turning phones and TVs into document cams right here. It's pointed right at the right spot. Thank you, right there. Verizon follows Google into turning phones and TVs into wiretaps. And it goes on. InfoWars first broke the story on invasive spying 6 years ago. And again, not tooting our horn, but we got attacked viciously. We got attacked savagely as liars when we had a link in the story to Google's own press release to shareholders. September 6th, 2006, 7 years ago, or just 6 years ago, we got attacked because there's no way Google put out a patent and admitted they had AI listening to you, and they talked about if your dog barked, they'd put dog food ads up. That was the same headline last week in the Daily Mail, 6 years later. What we talked about, what we broke down. Again, I'm just pointing out the stuff's coming true. And then here's the new articles on it. Verizon's creepy spy cam idea to watch and listen to you. And if you're sitting there with your husband, they give you a condom ad. This is what they say. But it's okay. Only a computer's watching you. Yeah, right. And recording it all. This is already going on. Remember 4 years ago it came out in California and in Pennsylvania. The schools were watching people. Folks, this is the new computers coming out in the Mercedes and the Toyotas and the Lexuses. It's like, oh, your car watches you and tracks what you do in the new Lexus. Because I saw the ad on TV, and I meant to do a piece on this a few weeks ago. And if you're not driving right, it takes control for you. See, we are 1 inch from robot cars. They're already on the streets all over the country. And then they're saying the robot cars are safer. Now they're going to drive. You could feel like you're driving with the robots in control, and it's all hooked into the police department. That's being announced beyond 25 light years ahead of 1984. Here it is, Daily Mail, the TV box that can detect when you're cuddling on the sofa and show you an advert for condoms. Boom. Told you that 6 years ago. That other headline's about your dog barks. They give you dog food ads on the TV and your smartphone. This is a total control grip. Told you about that 6 years ago. Not tuning our horn. I'm saying you better listen to us. Because we know the globalist game plan. And when we talk about it, we document it. I don't get up here and say Congressman Brad Sherman said they were threatened with martial law and then just move on. I say, guys, October 3rd, 2008 is our article, Infowars.com. Pull it up with the video. They go do it, and in 2 minutes, have the video for you. Have the video for you. Okay? Listen to me. Listen, this is life and death, and I'm going to your calls. Okay, here's an article at PrisonPlanet.com that needs to go completely viral. So much stuff is on PrisonPlanet.com that never gets on Infowars.com and vice versa. I'm not complaining. We have different webmasters, different writers for both sides, some crossover. You got to visit PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, because so much of it, I say get on Infowars, doesn't. So go to PrisonPlanet.com. Here's this article with links to the Harvard studies and links to Colgate's own announcements, okay? This is life and death, okay? Toothpaste blasts kids with 5,000 times more IQ-crushing fluoride than heavily fluoridated areas with water. We've got the Harvard study with massive IQ reductions, brain damage, huge increases in cancer with an index of 23 government and university studies. Now, up here, Colgate and others are coming out, 1,000 times is enough. They have fluoride, extra fluoride brand. It's like a sick joke. We expose vaccines are bad. They say now all pregnant women need extra. When the inserts always said don't give it to a pregnant woman, they know it causes miscarriages and brain damage. So when we expose that and it's on the insert, they say, no, we're taking it off the insert more for women. So when it comes out in the American Medical Association and the American Dental Association 6 years ago, because of lawsuits and exposure, had to come out and say children under six should not brush their teeth with fluoridated toothpaste or drink it because it causes tooth breaking, bone fractures, bone cancer, and dental fluorosis. If you don't believe me, just type in American Dental Association says under six shouldn't have fluoride. How do they respond with us forcing that devastating victory for humanity? They quadruple down. Well, it's more than quadruple down. What's five times? Four times is quadruple. What's five times? Quintuple. They quintuple down from 1,000 times to 5,000 times, and they're putting it in thousands of foods. Kind of like we exposed what's going on with aspartame and brain damage. So now they put it in tens of thousands of products. Used to only be in hundreds. It's in everything now. Literally, go look. Aspartame. Deadly excitotoxin. Deadly, 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 deadly. You know they use it, fluoride, sodium fluoride as pesticide on crops because it kills the bugs, and then it bioaccumulates. You know they use it in the white flour. They use it in the pizza dough. They use it in the cornmeal. Folks, it's go read. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's why you can't help the public. That's why you talk to full-grown adults now. They're like mind-numb zombies. Folks, they have been murdered. They're not even alive anymore. They are zombies, living zombies. That's why they're showing us all these zombies, is people at an instinctive level know we're turning into walking dead. And so it's a dehumanization, and the idea of those of us that can still think subconsciously hate the general public because we would have been genius level. We're just average IQ now. And so we have a disdain for the zombies. You can't have disdain for them. These are victims. These people have been savaged. Go read the article. Get it out to everybody. We'll tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. Warn people. I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to them when we come back from break. for two segments, then Jesse Ventura's popping in, and we'll go right back to your calls. But, I mean, this is all real. CIA people listening. Nobody warns you not to eat the white flour or brush with the fluoride tooth, but you're not part of the elite. It's because you get to go kill people and do illegal stuff. You think you're tough. You're being destroyed, too. FBI, cops, bureaucrats, come on. You're being murdered. I just want humanity to win. Let's not let the eugenicists do this, who set up Big Pharma 160 years ago. By the way, we're still able to do it for a day or two more, but we're going to sell out. And then you won't be able to also, you know, get them before Christmas. But the next day or two, we're watching it carefully. You'll be able to get the best gravity-fed filters and cut out hundreds of these chemicals they add to your water supply. They don't just add sodium fluoride. By getting the stainless steel ProPures with 15% off of the promo code WATER15. And the profit we do make funds our operations. ProPure water filters, we still have them in stock with 15% off. But we're not sure how long we're gauging it right now. It may go three more days. It may end today. 15% off right now. InfoWarsStore.com on the Traveler, on all of them. There, start filtering your water. Do whatever you can to keep these toxins out of you. It's a win-win-win. Support the transmission. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-2533. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
So, if some NFL players flip a car and one of them dies, the answer is breathalyzers in all their cars and then all of ours. I'm going to go to your calls. I briefly wanted to go to this clip I mentioned. The full video is up at InfoWars.com. It's also the top story on DrudgeReport.com. This is Jamie Foxx, who I think is a pretty funny actor. And, you know, they do it as if it's comedy, but it's not. It's done to create racial division. Somebody ought to ask Jamie Foxx, you know, he gets off on Obama, calls him Lord and Savior. Obama took the restrictions off basically paying women to have abortions, and they're starving to death. It makes them do it in Africa, and massively increasing aborting black babies. See, here's the deal. I love humanity, and I won't sit there and make evil decisions playing God. That's what globalists do. And people need to reach out to Jamie Foxx and say, I hope you enjoy all the aborted babies that are on your hands. Because that's what you've underwritten, saying Obama's our Lord and Savior and selling this racial politics so this infiltrator, Obama, can sell the entire country on collectivism. And I've talked to black folks who said, I don't care if Obama's doubling abortion of blacks. There are too many little black kids anyways. Like, we have those clips. And it's the imagining you're in charge and that your guy's in there and you don't care if you're being poisoned and murdered. You don't care if they're telling people, well, if you want to be on welfare, you got to take all these vaccines and using these little black kids like pin cushions. They've done big studies and found double and triple the fluoride being added to the water in minority areas. You're being murdered. Oh, did you hear what I just said? But you don't care. Because it's more fun to go, oh, shut up, crackerhead, and stuff like that, and be murdered. And I understand Republicans like worshiping, you know, Republican leaders. They don't care if they're run by foreign banks. They want to think they're winning and think, you know, John McCain's their guy or think that Mitt Romney's their guy. I understand. People are in fantasy land. They don't want the real thing of really knowing the truth and really being informed and really being in charge of your life. They want government and media to tell them what they want to hear. Here's a clip, then we'll go to a caller, Robert, in New York. Nurse's suicide story, listening on 1310 AM WRSB. Here's that clip.
And I got a movie coming out, Django. Check it out. Leonardo DiCaprio, Samuel Jackson. Django Unchained, I play a slave. How black is that? And in the movie, I have to wear chains. How whack is that? But don't be worried about it, because I get out the chains, I get free, I save my wife, and I kill all the white people in the movie. How great is that?
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Jamie Foxx. Some African countries, 40%+ of the people have HIV, and even the BBC did a big study about 12 years ago and said, we don't know why they're all getting it. These women have never had intercourse, these little girls. How human is it, instead of saying how black is that, to actually want to find out how the globalists are? Oh, you wouldn't be on TV very quickly, Jamie, if you went out and asked why in some country do 40%+ of the people have HIV and are dying. So you're not going to talk about that, are you? No, you're not. That's what I thought. How black is that? Huh? How evil is that? The evil's black, white, it's every color. People say, hey, there's too many people. See, once you just sign on to that, once you say, hey, you know, let's kill them. And that's the attitude with the left, because they're not the left. We've all been around people that call themselves leftists. They're control freaks. They want to engineer society because they get off on the idea of all that power. And people sit there and beg. They're over a month into Hurricane Sandy now, and people are still saying, I want my power, I want my food. And the government's coming to them and saying, your windows are still knocked out. $3,000, $2,000 a day fines for taking their houses. Yeah, the government's going to give you some help. Really, Jamie, you got rid of your chains, huh? No, you're a slave for the New World Order to help sell out your people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Epic Relocation film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.